A new British parliamentary report says at least 1,000 people fleeing war and poverty are known to have died trying to cross from Libya to Italy this year alone, despite European Union measures aimed at stemming the flow of refugees. Stefan Boss reports.
As the European Union struck a deal with Turkey to curb the record refugee flow into Europe, migrants are increasingly trying to find a different entry point, such as the more dangerous sea route from Libya into Italy. And a British parliamentary report says the EU's operation in the Mediterranean Sea is having no real impact on combating migrant smuggling. More than 1,000 men, women and children are believed to have died so far in 2016 trying to cross from Libya to Italy. Yet the report by the House of Lords EU Committee also said that although Operation Sophia only made a few low-level arrests, the naval mission had been saving some 9,000 lives at sea. With people continuing to arrive, the International Medical Assistance Agency, Doctors Without Borders, MSF, is for the first time in its history running an emergency vaccination program in Europe. That includes thousands of migrants who have been left stranded at the Greek-Macedonian border, as Macedonia and other Balkan nations imposed strict border controls. MSF Dr. Connor Kenny is among several medics involved in the program at the border.
I mean, the kids to get to this point have gone through a massive journey, you know, by road, being smuggled across the sea, often traveling long distances on foot. And as a result, many of them are just simply exhausted, and the effect on the immune system is obvious. And as a result, when they get exposed to chest infections and things like that, diarrhea, it spreads.
The charity wants to vaccinate up to 5,000 children in 4 days, encouraged by clowns. Yet the vaccinations at the overcrowded Idomeni makeshift refugee camp here is just the beginning, as more refugees are expected. The EU has also expressed concerns that the crucial refugee deal with Turkey on stemming the flow of people may collapse. Turkey is angry that Brussels continues to insist that it overturns controversial anti-terror laws that allegedly are also used to target independent journalists and other critics in exchange for visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. The visa waiver is an incentive, along with up to 6 billion euros, some $6.8 billion, and fast-track EU membership talks for Turkey to stop migrants reaching Europe and take back thousands more. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos, reporting.